You're on cruise duty today.
Not the technical fix.
You're so sweet.
Are playing with the technical we have
what
to
time?
This is about all. There's so many things I can remember.
I know. Everything. I'm sorry.
I gotta go somewhere at 4 o'clock.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to open the committee, the Senate Health Committee. It is February 9th, and I would like to open a work session on Senate Bill 1531. And as I understand it, we don't have the amendment yet, but
just got a dash six. Is there another one coming?
Do not believe so right now, no.
Okay, so it gets transmitted and up on OLS.
Okay.
So there may be one more after that. And,
Madam
Chair,
record,
Alan Bates, State Senator from Southern Oregon. And thank you for taking the time to listen to us today on this rather critical but complex bill. I want to kind of tell you where we're at on it, and I'm going to ask you to move it to Ways and Means so we can complete our work on it. And at that point, if everything goes well, which it may or may not, we'll have a consensus bill. So basically, here's where we're at. It's a very complex bill. We've had a couple more meetings with the CCOs and with the governor's office on this and multiple other side meetings on the issues. I believe that we probably can get ultimately consensus on everything except one key issue. It'll take some time to do those. We'll have to get the right words in and get everyone on board. We've already got HealthShare as an example to where they're okay with the bill the way it is, but there are others who do not feel that way in CCO land. And the big issue is contracting 18 months or 2 years from now when the new contracts come up. That's the real key issue. And we've had two or three more meetings on that and are starting to get the language that might be acceptable to people, such as moving from substantially fail to meet your contract to moving to language that materially affect the contract. Those things have a legal meaning to them. And if we can get to a consensus on that part of it, then I think you'd be very comfortable with that. That is the key issue we're going to deal with in Ways and Means is that language. And having a discussion, and if we can get there, about whether or not we can come to language, everyone agrees about how we renew these contracts. Man, that needs to be done fairly quickly here in the next two or three weeks, because by the time we get back here in 17, things may have changed already to the point as we're going forward with the waiver, and not having certainty for especially the rural and smaller CCOs that they know they're going to be existing in the future. Otherwise, they're going to start pulling back and not doing the things we want them to do. So I'm not guaranteeing that consensus can be reached, but I think we've got a real good chance to do it. We need more time to do that.
Okay. Because they just came out, I don't think we'll call anyone up, and we will address the dash sixes with public input on Thursday then. Okay. Yes.
Just for the record, on Senator Bates, you and I have had conversations over the last two decades about this issue.
Yes, it is.
What I would request of you, because there will probably still be some more technical fixes need to be done in Ways and Means, you would be willing to come back to this committee and explain what you're doing as you're doing it?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm glad to report back as we go along. There will be technical fixes. Even the amendments you're getting now are moving us closer to that consensus, but does move us all the way there. We have more work to do. These meetings take 2 or 3 hours of time. By the time we get through the meeting, everyone's kind of exhausted and not sure what we did sometimes. We have to go back, look at the amendment, make sure we still agree, look at the amendment again, make sure we still agree, and then slowly move it forward. It just takes time to do those things. And Madam Chair, Senator Shields has offered another amendment too, which I think is actually quite interesting. It's about opening it up to open meetings laws for more transparency, which is something that several of the CCOs said they're willing to do. They have nothing to hide, and they're willing to have that conversation. But I haven't talked to all the CCOs yet, so that has to happen first. But we would like to see this move down to Ways and Means. We'll probably continue to work on it before this coming Thursday with more meetings and more discussions. So even what you're seeing now is going to be sort of a movable situation where we get to there.
Madam Chair, I just want to say, this is an important bill, and we need to do this, and I have no question about that. I have always been incredibly reluctant to do policy in Ways and Means, but with the ridiculously short time frame we have to do anything, sometimes we have no choice. So just to report back, just so we can have a little back and forth on it, I think will satisfy me, Madam Chair. So.
Madam Chair and Senator Cruz, I'll make the commitment to you, absolutely.
And I would point out, if I may, Madam Chair, that I'm on that Ways and Means Subcommittee, too. So we'll, with Senator Bates's commitment, you'll also have mine, and I'll be back and forth.
And Madam Chair and Senator Steiner Hayward, I have complete and total faith in Senator Bates.
And
the fact that when Doc commits to something, he sticks to it. We've been working together for a long time on these issues.
Yes, Madam Chair.
So it's the dash fives that are Senator Shields, right?
Yes.
And the dash sixes. So those are the only ones that are in play at this point.
Yeah. But be forthright, there's going to be some others.
We can't
even putting those two in, we would not be in a position to send that to the floor.
And Madam Chair, I'm very comfortable with the professional staff putting that up on OLIS for everyone to review.
I think the fives are.
They're already.
I believe so.
Good.
I have to double check.
Okay. Thank you.
So in leaving here today, Madam Chair, I understand we're going to be sending it to Ways and Means on Thursday then. So I have some clear, I don't want to be going the wrong path here. So the committee is going to send it down on Thursday, but I'll continue working on it in the meantime.
That way we'll have paperwork on the dash sixes and the dash threes.
Fives.
Okay. We can get minimal fizz-riz on this stuff because it is going there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right.
Thank you, committee.
I would like to move the work session on 15/31 to Thursday, and then there are a number of you that I've talked to about testifying. We want to make sure that you get your names to Sandy, because it'll be like invited testimony, because we don't want to, we need to get out of here, have it get out of here by Thursday, by 5.
We have no choice.
Okay, so do I need to do anything more on that then?
Close
session. And then I'd like to open a work session on Senate Bill 1504. And just to let you know, as you know, we had a problem with DOJ, and they had a meeting, our legislative council and DOJ and the proponents of the bill met, and it looks like that we will be having some there'll be an amendment, and it'll create a fund. Well, anyway, there'll be 4 points to it. Do you want to put that on OLA so that if people need to read what Suzanne Trujillo and Aaron Knott sent to us. So so that I want to move the work session to Thursday.
Okay.
And is there anything else I need to do? Make sure that, okay, so I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1504. And then I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1531.
No, we just did.
I'm sorry, 1505, the PBM bill. Colleagues, we still don't have an amendment. Legislative fiscal has been extremely busy and hasn't been able to get another amendment out. I know he's working with the PBMs. What this bill is could go down to Ways and Means. It will go down to Ways and Means, and we could adopt the dash one amendments. The dash one amendments we went over last time, and it's my preference that we would just move the dash one amendments and then still allow work on the possible amendments that might occur in Ways and Means. Yes.
Madam Chair, I'm comfortable with that, with the stipulation that
I'll give a courtesy vote to get it on its way to Ways and Means, but I'm not yet committing to voting for the bill, even with the dash ones. I just feel like there's still too much up in the air, and I would want to understand a little bit better and make sure that I really am confident it's not going to have a lot of unintended consequences. So I just want to be crystal clear. I'm happy to give a courtesy vote right now to keep it moving, but I don't know where I'm going to be when we are at it with Ways and Means.
And that's fair. Any other comments? All right. We have the dash ones, and we have the paperwork. And it goes to Ways and Means.
With a bit of reluctance, kind of in the same frame as Senator Steiner Hayward on this, and to a large degree, this is almost too complicated of a subject area for a session this short, and we're leaving a whole lot of stuff unresolved in this. Having said that, I think this is an intermediate step, and we can continue to work on it in the interim, I'm hoping. So, based on that, Madam Chair, I move the dash one amendment into Senate Bill 1505.
Senator Cruz moves the dash one amendments into Senate Bill 1505. Is there any more discussion? Any opposition? It's adopted.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1505 as amended by the dash one amendment to the floor to do pass recommendation and
we are adding
and request that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 1505 as amended with the dash ones to the floor with the due pass recommendation and with a request that it be sent to Ways and Means. Is that the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition?
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Like my colleague, I think this issue is way too complicated for the short session. There may be issues, but I don't think the issues are very clear about what they are and really what the solutions are. And because PBMs are essentially there to save money for the state and other health insurers, I think if we get this wrong, it can affect a lot of people. So I'll be a no vote.
And after talking with, as you know, complaints have come in to our insurance division regarding billing prices from PBMs, and they do not have the tools to actually do a legitimate investigation, and that is what the Dash Ones was trying to get at. And if the a subsequent amendment makes sure that the insurance division can actually do an investigation on the complaints that come in, I think that's the ultimate goal. All right. Yes.
I'm going to vote to send this to Ways and Means. I'm going to request from Senator Steiner Hayward that she keep the committee informed on any more developments that go on down there. This truly is, I think, a bigger issue than we should be doing in 2 weeks, but we will see how it goes once it's down there.
And if I may, Madam Chair, one of my only concerns, and I think we'll need to talk, if the Senate President agrees that this needs to go to Ways and Means, my only concern is that because this is DCBS, it might go to Transportation and Economic Development, where I have enormous respect for the chair, but that's not usually their bailiwick, so we're going to need to make a specific request, and it would be helpful if it came from you and your vice chair that it go to Human Services so that Senator Bates and I can
Madam
keep
Chair,
an eye
could,
out.
Chair, could I amend my motion?
You haven't taken a vote on it?
Haven't taken a vote.
No,
I would like to amend the motion where it says and request that the bill be referred to Ways and Means. I would amend that to request that the bill be referred to the Human Services Subcommittee of Ways and Means.
And,
yeah. Okay.
That should...
That would be helpful.
Okay.
So the amendment is Senator Cruz moved to move Senate Bill 1531 as amended with the... 1505 as amended with the dash one amendments to the floor with the DUPES recommendation. Request that it go to Ways and Means, as well as that it would be referred to the subcommittee, the Human Services Subcommittee.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I don't think this bill is all that complicated. I think it's a simple question of fairness in the negotiation relationship between the PBM and what are often small pharmacies. That being said, I'm happy to support the motion, keeping in mind that the Senate President can send a bill wherever he likes.
We can ask.
The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Pino?
No.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chairman Anderson?
Aye. Motion carries. It's on its way to Ways and Means, and I know that the stakeholders will be involved with that. Okay, with that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1505 and open a work session on Senate Bill 1559. And it also has a referral to Ways and Means. So the easy amendment is the dash fours, that they're technical. Is there any?
So the twos are?
No, the only amendments in play are the fours, fives, and sixes.
Okay.
The four, yes.
Okay.
The fours are.
Okay. We are in work session.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, I move the dash four amendment in Senate Bill 1559.
Okay. Senator Cruz moves the dash four amendments into Senate Bill 1559. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? It's correct. Now, we could just immediately send this straight down to Ways and Means because we have all of the paperwork.
We have other motions to make here.
I'm just saying we could send it down as is.
Madam Chair, I move the dash five amendment into Senate Bill 1559.
Okay, Senator Cruz moves the dash five amendments into Senate Bill 1559. Can you describe the amendments? This is the sampling amendment.
It specifies and clarifies what a vaping business can sample and test in the store. It has three different components to it. The business part that's engaged in the inhalant system, the employees that are testing and using, showing the device, as well as employees. Well, that's for the testing of the device, and then the third piece is the employees and the sampling piece. Mark, explain those. Madam Chair, I do not have a fiscal or revenue impact on the dash fives.
So we will not be able to move the amendment, the bill today. Senator Shields.
Madam Chair, I committed my yes vote to this amendment a while ago with the feeling that, you know, it seemed pretty innocuous. It could be a small bone to throw to the small business owners who would be affected by this bill. However, I also do not want to play a part in killing the bill, and I am wondering if I proceed with the promise that I made on this dash five, I'd feel more comfortable proceeding with that yes vote if I got the sense that there was bipartisan support for the bill once we adopted the dash five. I know that my colleagues on the other side of the aisle don't have to tell me how they would vote on the entire bill, but if you would, that would make me feel more comfortable.
Well, I will tell you that the advocates And I will only say advocates. I won't call them out, but I think I've shared with you the advocates who wanted no preemption said that if the dash fives got into the bill, they would work to kill it. As you know, this is a fragile bill, very fragile. We have worked so hard on trying to come to a middle ground between industry, and that's the tobacco industry, as well as the big box stores. I have also talked to a county that has passed an ordinance regarding this, and they also have said that this would, they would work very hard to kill the bill. So.
Yeah. Madam Chair, that, from my perspective, that I don't know who the advocates are. That is so incredibly disingenuous, it's beyond belief. We know that 75% to 80% of the people that do business in these vape shops are trying to quit smoking, okay? And this is a way to try to quit smoking. So, I can't make that connection. I'm sorry.
The other point, I think, which the advocates have brought to me is the use of e-cigarettes, vaping, has tripled amongst our high schoolers and our middle high students.
I'm sure they'd be better off with the regular cigarettes. I'm sure of that.
Well, so. It means that we're getting more people, youth. It's a novelty. So I just need to have that on the record in why the advocates feel so strongly, actually, for no preemption. Yes, Senator Steiner Hayward.
I appreciate all the points that have been made about this being marketed as a way to quit smoking. Obviously, I want to get people to quit smoking. That being said, I think that there are a lot of things that people buy and try for the first time without ever having had a chance to sample them that are a lot more expensive than these devices, and why we should give them an exemption from the Indoor Clean Air Act without any restrictions about ventilation, about other businesses or residences in the building, that any of the things that we're trying to do to protect the air quality for people around them, why they should have an advantage in selling their products that a lot of other retailers of a lot of other things that people might be interested in trying don't have. We don't let people try sample nicotine patches or nicotine inhalers. We don't, which are also ways to get people to quit smoking. We don't let people try Tylenol or ibuprofen in the drugstore to see which works better to cut their headache before they buy them. I get it. I mean, I understand, but honestly, I'm not sure that buying a different flavor of liquid to go into your inhalant delivery system is any different than buying a different flavor of Doritos. This, Madam Chair, you did a remarkable job bringing people together around this bill and negotiated, as you quite rightly put it, a very fragile, complex compromise, with which I think is really admirable. And I am very reluctant to upset that balance in a way that gives a retailer an opportunity to do something that most other retailers don't have the opportunity to do, even for less benign, much more benign products.
So I assume my Republican colleagues are not going to make this easy on me. And I think we can assume that there are two votes against the bill.
It's two votes against the amendment. And with real concerns about the lifespan of the bill.
Right.
You know.
But
just to clarify.
My assumption by
this. I will vote the bill out of committee.
But no commitment on the floor.
Well, there's still another amendment to be dealt with.
All right. Well, I mean,
it's going to Ways and Means. So,
the tough part about keeping your word is that it's often not easy, and a lot of times you have to navigate ethical dilemmas. I gave my word that I would vote for the amendment, and I will vote for the amendment.
And quite honestly, if I could, to Senator Shields, to make a commitment on the floor on a bill that's going to Ways and Means, and God only knows what happens to it down there, would not be appropriate. If it was going straight to the floor, it would be a different matter.
Okay, I will close the work.
Wait.
I am closing the work session on Senate Bill 1559, and we'll have to have some more conversation.
Are you carrying it over? Phil?
I will be carrying Senate Bill 1559 over till Thursday. I worked too hard on this bill to want it to die, and so let's just see if we can come up with any other options. Okay, with that, there's no further business, and we're adjourned.